Well, good afternoon, everyone. The beatings continue here as markets just remain in a trough, continue to find negative fundamental inputs. They have negative technical inputs. Key feature in the wheat right now, global wheat values tending to trade lower with the Russian values, essentially reaching new lows for the marketing year, almost day after day. A market that had been kind of offered 230 to 235 a metric ton has now traded sub 219 a metric ton as global wheat suppliers seek places to go with wheat. In addition to that, on the wheat front, as you look around the northern hemisphere, right now we cannot find a location that one would look at to question what we're going to have for wheat supply going forward. So, again, the most supportive feature in wheat, and frankly, this is the same case for corn and probably beans, the most supportive feature is the potential of triggering some fund short covering. We've had opportunities to do just that, but yet the market just simply can't trigger any additional or follow-through buying. So as we sit here today, again, the market, wheat market is getting oversold, but yet it's really hard to put your thumb on what type of news is going to have to take place to push this market higher. So I guess we, you know, the best I can hope for right now is some type of sideways to higher price action to correct the current negativeness in the technical structure. And then as we get to spring, I would imagine at some point people will start to talk about dry conditions, or who knows, at this point you could still actually technically have conditions that are too wet. I don't think that'll be the case, but you could. But for right now, just not a lot of fundamental support. And technical influences still lean negative in this market. As we look at the corn market, we've seen this market try to correct sideways. It probably has a little more work to do, but if you think the fundamental story in wheat is negative, take a look at corn. From the standpoint of U.S. supply, we continue to have abundant supply. We're going to get Outlook Forum information out tomorrow, and that's liable to point to minimum 91 million acres of corn, with ending stocks potentially rising from current year 2.1 to 2.3 and potentially rising to somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.6 to 2.8. That's not to say we're going to have that supply, but that is the amount of supply that could potentially end up on that balance sheet tomorrow, and that is just simply another negative factor. Export-wise, most of the high-profile corn export activity is being taken care of by Ukraine, with the Argentinian now getting more competitive on an offer, and eventually the Brazilian getting more competitive on an offer. From a bean standpoint, concerns about South American production have kind of quickly passed us by. There has been some impact due to dry conditions early in the season in Brazil, more recently in Argentina. I don't doubt that there's been some loss in terms of potential, but yet most in the trade are still expecting Brazilian bean to production to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 million metric ton, down about 9.5 from the prior year. That's a number that still results in year-over-year global ending stocks increasing. In addition to that, what was a 23 to 24 million metric ton crop in Argentina last year is very likely above 50 million metric ton this year, which is probably the bigger component in adding to that year-over-year supply increase in beans. You also have a situation here where this week the Chinese are out for their Lunar New Year, Golden Week, Year of the Dragon. But longer term, we are seeing the Chinese want to cut back on hog herd. We are seeing the Chinese want to cut back on the percentage of meal in their feed ration. So you're in, for the first time in a long time, we may be in a potential spot here where the Chinese import activity doesn't grow year over year. And simply with the size of these crops growing and China being the biggest destination for beans, we simply can't have the combination of increased production and less demand from the biggest buyer. So that is a negative that also weighs on this bean market. From a meal standpoint, South America doesn't have their pipeline full yet. That may take a couple, 2-3 months, but yet they do have enough confidence in the size of their crop that they are starting to offer out meal at cheaper values than what the U.S. can offer into late spring and summer. So that becomes another factor that leads awfully, awfully negative in this in these markets. So basically what we're left with here is markets that look like they have room to the downside from a fundamental standpoint would indicate they have room to the downside. From a technical standpoint, at times they do get a little bit oversold. However, the corrections are very shallow, and you don't really trigger much in the way of additional buying, follow-through buying to the upside. So that seems to be the pattern we're in. Hard to believe that there's a piece of news out there that's going to take us out of that pattern at this point. I think we're going to have to just see how all this plays out, but ultimately at the end of the day, we're in a very, very bearish tilt to these markets. And frankly, right now, I can't pinpoint what it's going to take to change that aspect. When we do get these modest recoveries to take place, my suggestion is adding to sales of old and new crop, because we've basically gotten backed into a point now where the U.S. is going to have to see a pretty significant Mother Nature-related weather decline to reduce the supplies we have. And I think at this point in the year, I don't think that can be a main part of our marketing program. So that's kind of what we're seeing here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'll be back in touch with you later this week. And thanks, everybody.